Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I take calls over the air. Jean calls in and wants to hear from God regarding her relationship with her boyfriend. Darren tells her that she's dating an actor and she needs to be cautious and extraordinarily wise and discerning in her decisions. He prays a prayer of purity and cleansing over a listener who has secondary defilement. And another thing, you do not have to live with fear. When you build up your faith in God's ability and power and bind the spirit of fear, you will be victorious over the spirits of hell in Jesus' mighty name. Now let's join the program.
Caller right here. So let's take it. Jane in Denver, how are you doing? Hello, Jane.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
You have to speak up there. I can't hardly hear you, dear.
Can you hear me better now?
There you go. That's
yes.
Good.
Hey, it is Jean.
Oh, it's Jean. Okay.
Okay. All
I've
right.
Got a wrong name on my computer screen. I apologize.
Sometimes when we talk on the telephone, we don't, you know, it doesn't come out as clearly, so at least it starts with a J.
Yes.
Oh, what can we help you with?
I just wanted to have God's wisdom and direction for my life and pray for that.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Christian, Jane?
Yes, I am.
Is Jesus Lord of your life?
Yes, He is.
Okay. Are you in a good church?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Good.
Have you sought counsel from your pastor?
Yes, in different situations.
Okay.
Okay.
But you're struggling with hearing the voice of God, is that
yes,
it?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Are you married?
No, I'm single.
Okay.
Well, I'm divorced.
Divorced, okay.
Do you have children?
Two.
Okay. And what are their ages?
19 and 15.
Mm. Okay. What is the biggest thing you want God to give you direction on?
This person that I'm dating right now.
Okay.
What should we do about the situation?
How long have you been dating this person?
Almost a year.
Okay. Are you guys talking about getting real serious?
We do, but sometimes we have problems.
Okay.
Is he a Christian?
I say he's a Christian, but I don't feel like he's as spiritual as I am.
If you've been going with him for a year, does he pray with you on dates?
Not really.
Does he talk about the word on dates?
Yes, we have talked about the word.
Okay. What does he say, talk about?
We have differences, like he doesn't like to, we believe in the Holy Spirit and we agree on that, but he doesn't get into depth in different topics that I want to talk about. He'll shy away from them.
Like what topics?
Just about the gifts of the Spirit, about the anointing and different situations, things like that.
Oh.
You know, Gina, I think you're going with an actor.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Yes.
Okay. That I'd really find out real soon because
wow.
We
yeah.
talked to a lot of gals with absolutely broken hearts and broken lives that went with a guy that, you know, he put up a pretty good front, but once they were married and all that, the real Mr. Jones stepped forward, and it wasn't real nice. And
wow, and these are subjects that are very important, Gene. I mean, gifts of the Holy Spirit are very, very important in this day and age. And if he's haggling over that and the anointing, which breaks the yoke and removes the burdens.
See, he doesn't understand it. See, he sees because he goes to a big, huge church. And see, I started, like, when I learned in a smaller church, and then the gifts just flowed very freely.
Right.
Yeah, how old is he?
He'll be 40 in a couple months.
Has he been married before?
Yes.
He should be reading the Word on his own. He shouldn't be getting it from churches. You know, that's where we really learn as children of the Most High God.
You know, what do your children think of this person?
They really like him.
Okay. You seem to have some fear and apprehension about the relationship. What's your biggest concern about this person?
Well, I guess it's just me in relations, period, because I have not been in a relationship where there's been total commitment and trust as far as people been faithful.
So you're concerned that he'd be unfaithful?
Well, I guess it's just a fear that I have across the board in general.
Was your first husband unfaithful?
Yes.
Okay, was that the reason your marriage dissolved?
Yes, it was.
How long ago did that happen, Jean?
About 10 years.
Well, I'd say this to you. I think we need to get the fear out of your life so that you can think straight and hear the Word of God straight, and so you don't prejudge or misjudge this guy if he is the right one. But I think there's also some things that you can just see in the natural world that are good indicators of questions you ought to be asking in the Spirit. You know, if he's really not turned on to God and you are... I've even seen spirit-filled Christians that couldn't get along. We could say they ought to be able to get along, but they didn't. And they were on a different page, even though both of them basically agreed theologically, they were on a different page because they approached life so differently. And so I don't think just if a person is spirit-filled and a Christian, sometimes that isn't even enough to bond a couple.
No.
If they have such different interests, like one is a sports nut and the other one can't stand sports, for example. Or one is very intellectual and the other person could care less about reading a book or doing anything that would be helpful, I would say mentally or emotionally or educationally. Mm-hmm. So I would really look at those things. I'd be asking God questions like this, Gina. Are we really going to be able to bond here? Is there going to be a good relationship here of trust and love and romance and those kinds of things? Because you have to have it all going for you today to make it.
Well, in Matthew 18:18-19, it says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. And it says, where two agree as touching anything on earth. Now, if you don't agree, if you can't agree, now, if you can put up with this, you know, that's one thing. But agreement is so important, Gene. And for Darren and me to get along and to see things break through in the Spirit, we have to be in agreement. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together unless they be agreed? And I believe this is down in your heart what you really want. You want a husband that's going to be in spiritual agreement with you. Is that the desire of your heart?
Yes.
Yes, I feel that. And
I've had a lot of singles say to me, a bad marriage is worse than being single.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think that prayer for her is really good, Darren, but I also think that you really need to ask Father God, is this the man, Lord, that you want me to live with? And can I live with a man who doesn't agree theologically like I do? Can we be in agreement? And I really believe you have a heart after God, Gene, and you need to seek a godly man, not just a man to fill those emotional needs and physical needs, but a man to be your spiritual covering. And he may be inadequate to be your spiritual covering. I don't know, but...
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
So,
are we asking good questions?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
But I think that prayer for her is really good,
Darren. You both of the same race?
Yes.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Well, if you got married tomorrow, let's say you got married this weekend, you decide to just do it, what would be your biggest concern?
Probably, and like I said, a lot has to do with me, and I know self is the trust issue, being able to trust.
Okay. Well, I would say this, Gene, you really, since we have you here and we don't have the gentleman, I would say you really need to work through the issues of fear. And because that affects not only relationships, you know, in terms of potential marriage, but it will affect you in being able to receive from your Heavenly Father. So what we may be talking about here today is a basic issue of, I need to put down the past, I need to be healed of the past, to heal of the unfaithfulness. And did your first husband bring sexual defilement home to you?
What do you mean by that?
Well, was he out sleeping with somebody else?
Yes. Okay.
And then he'd come home and have sex with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, now what we're talking about here is he was primarily defiled, and then he brought the defilement home to you, and you would have been defiled because of what he did in his lifestyle. So I think that might be an issue you're struggling with, is a sense of defilement, a sense of repulsion maybe to being intimate. And that would really mess up or tend to mess up the next relationship. So I would say we need to pray against fear, and we also need to pray against secondary defilement. You need to know, Gene, that you're acceptable to yourself and to a potential new mate. And also that fear needs to really be taken away. Because it happened in the past isn't a guarantee that it's going to happen again. It could be a point of caution. But a lot of people bring all the rubbish, trash from the old relationship into the new, and it destroys in some ways the new relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay. Well, would you like to pray?
Yes, I would.
All right. Father God, we just lift up Gene today. And I pray and ask, Lord, that you would cleanse her. And I say you're cleansing her spiritually, mentally, physically, with the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father God, take away all the defilement that was brought home by her first husband, all the lies, all the deception, all that spirit of being double-crossed, or that spirit of not knowing for sure what's going on, that spirit of insecurity and that spirit of fear. Take that away. And Lord, any feelings of inferiority or unworthiness that came in through that relationship to Gene, take that away, Lord. And Father, I pray and ask that you would make her a strong believer in the Word and have strong confidence in the Jesus within her, and also a great self-concept, a good feeling about herself, Father God, of worthiness.
Thank you.
And Lord, I know that unworthiness and fear and doubt comes right out of the sin package. And Lord, Gene isn't there anymore. And I say you've cleansed her life. I say the spirit of fear has been driven away. In Jesus' powerful name, amen.
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 Now, Gene, I hear a little difference there in your voice. Doesn't it feel good to be clean?
Yes, it does.
It does, doesn't it? Well, let me give you a scripture that will help you.
Okay.
If you'll say this one every morning, every noon, every night, and I'd say it 6 or 7 times every time you start saying it, but Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God."
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good one to establish a sense of cleanliness, of being clean, spiritually, mentally, physically. And I would thank the Lord for that. And then I'm going to recommend that, we're just going to send you a tape called "Away Goes Trouble Down the Drain." And I'd like for you to listen to that tape, and it's on hand washing.
Okay.
And you do what it tells you to do on that tape, what we did in the class.
Mm-hmm.
You wash your hands of all the old problems.
That's right.
And that's based on a teaching that we really picked up out of Matthew, but it's all through the Bible, have clean hands and a pure heart.
Okay.
Can we send that to you?
I guess you can.
Okay.
Then here's another one I'm going to send right along with it. It's called Unforgiveness, the Dead End Street. It'll tell you how to stay in forgiveness here.
Okay.
And what you need to do is forgive and release your ex-husband. Can you do that?
I guess I can.
Would you like to do that today?
Yes, I would.
Okay, here's what I want you to say. And we're going to ask Jesus to put his forgiveness through you to forgive your ex-husband. Are you ready?
Yes.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask for your forgiveness.
I ask for your forgiveness.
To flow through me.
To flow through me.
I choose to forgive and release.
I choose to forgive and release.
My ex-husband.
My ex-husband.
Completely.
Completely.
I ask you to help me forgive and release myself.
I ask you to forgive and release myself.
With your forgiveness, Jesus.
With your forgiveness, Jesus.
And Lord God.
And Lord God.
I also forgive and release you.
I also forgive and release you.
You didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't do anything wrong.
But sometimes I've questioned you.
But sometimes I've questioned you.
So today I forgive you.
So today I forgive you.
And release you.
And release you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I need to be free.
I need to be free.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Gene, you're getting better and better the longer we talk to you. I like that chuckle. You've got a neat laugh.
We desire the best for you.
Yes.
And we really do want the very best.
Amen. You got another? I got a pencil?
Yes.
All right, write down one more. One of my favorites. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away your confidence, for it has a great reward.
10:35.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
That's right. And leave your name and your address with John, and we'll get those tapes out to you.
Okay.
All Hold
right.
on. Don't hang up.
Okay.
All right.
God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Well, how many times have we been down that road, Barb?
Boy, I'll tell you, it's rough enough, like you said, it's
yes.
rough enough being married to a person who's spirit-filled, who believes like you do. I'll tell you, this life really throws some wrenches in the...
You know, we don't have enough teaching on the fact that just because you go to the same church, maybe you've been raised in the same way, you believe the same way, you may not apply it the same way.
That's right.
And we've seen people that are spirit-filled, They both have Holy Spirit in their lives. They both have a biblical background. They've both been to church.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they just can't get along.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that bonding never comes.
That's right. Never.
And I use an example. And of course, here in Denver, we've got so many sports here in Denver. It's kind of getting to be the sports capital of the country. But if you've got a person that's a real sports nut, I mean, they're maxed out on sports, and they don't see anything wrong with that, and they're not going to change. And the partner, and usually it's the guy that's that way, and the wife says, I just tolerate this sports. I mean, we're getting into football season, and I want to throw up every Sunday when he watches football all day long. Well, I'll tell you, those are issues that really need to be looked at.
Mm-hmm. But I know some people who are married singles. They prefer that isolation, even in their marriage. He watches his games, I read my books. He does this, I do my needlepoint while he goes and does his thing. And a lot of people work that out. But I am not that kind of person. And I guess the first thing I would ask is, Lord, can we be in agreement spiritually, so we can get some dynamic and important things done here in the spirit regarding relationships, children, finances, home, health. Darren, if you and I were in agreement, when I have a problem in my body and come to you and say, Darren, could you pray? Sometimes I'm so sick, you know, physically for a little while, I can't really pray for myself, and you are in agreement with me, pray over me, and that thing is gone
right.
In no time at all.
Well, as soon as we get the sin out of your life, you'll be healed.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm hard to live with. Let's take this phone call. Man, Ann, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, Darren, I promised I'd call back today.
I'm glad mm-hmm. you did. I prayed for the baby last night,
oh.
but I need a little more information.
All right. Well, what I can tell you is that they are, like I've said, they belong to a Catholic or Lutheran church as far as I know, but,
okay.
you know, as far as born again and all, I can't
okay.
speak
all right.
to that exactly.
Well, okay, but let's talk about the baby.
Alexandria.
Uh-huh. And
how old is the baby now?
She's about 8 months.
All right.
And she was...
Was she prematurely born or anything like
well,
that?
Not to go too far back, but actually, it cost them maybe $30,000 or $40,000, and I don't like to be throwing around numbers, but... they wanted this baby so much over a period of a few years, and they were up and down and lost so many babies and so forth, and so finally they were just elated when this happened, and the baby was just fine for about 3 months, and then this happened to where actually she could choke to death, and all I can tell you is that it's kind of like a birthmark, but it's inside someplace. And they say it just has to disintegrate. And so in the meantime, she has these tubes down her throat. She can't cry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so forth. So they're going in. Now it's been about 6 months. They're going into the hospital on Tuesday to intervene there and see if there's anything happening. And I just pray.
Would these folks mind if would they be upset if they knew we were praying for a baby?
Oh, no. In fact, her sister is here in town and all the rest of the family, and so I've got them all alerted. And
okay, now where is the baby?
The baby's out in California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you do this? Have some family member or some contact that you have, just tell them that we prayed for him on radio.
Yes.
On a talk show.
Yes.
And where we see a lot of miracles, and we're going to believe, and I think that might spark faith in these people's hearts. You know, if they've,
right.
they've been to a Catholic church and been to a Lutheran church, they have some concept of God.
Right.
And let's believe that they have some faith.
All right.
Would that be okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Father God, I pray and ask that you would touch little Alexandria there in California. Father
Thank
God,
you.
She didn't sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
But Lord, I break the curses of the generations over this baby.
Yes.
Father God, up the family tree, both sides, dad's side, mom's side, up through the grandparents, great-grandparents. Lord, we break that curse and the curse of death over this family. They shouldn't be losing babies.
Praise you.
Father God, that is a curse, and we come against that curse of death. And Father God, we come against that curse of the generations. Now we pray and ask for the baby. The baby's whole body would be filled with the light and power of Jesus Christ.
Praise you.
Father God, this is not psychic phenomena. This is not New Age. We pray by the power of the blood of Jesus that was spilled on the cross.
Praise.
And we thank you, Jesus, that by your stripes, you paid for this baby's healing, or you paid for that 2,000 years ago. So now we call it in by faith, Lord Jesus, and we say that when the doctors investigate, this will be gone.
Praise you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father, and the baby will be able to breathe, and there won't be this fear of strangulation. And Lord, we come against the fear in the parents, and we pray and ask, Lord, that a spirit-filled believer would come along and minister to them against this stronghold of fear and against the curses of death.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we believe.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you,
Darren.
I'll just tell you, the baby's going to be fine.
Oh, praise God. Thank
you. So you get back and give me a report.
I will. And I want to tell you something. I'm Catholic, 76 years old, but I want to do a little canonization of my own, and I'm going to name you Saint Darren of the Rocky.
Well, now people that know me don't think I'm Saint Darren.
No,
I'll tell you.
People that know him know he's not a saint.
I've just canonized him.
Oh, that's precious.
When you go to Mass, you pray for me.
Well, you're
okay.
Super, Ann. God bless you.
Right. Thank you too.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I've never been called Saint Darren
have
before.
You ever been
never
called?
Been canonized.
I think the next time we need to knight you, take a sword and.
Yeah, I'm so Protestant, I don't even know what's happened to me here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
However, I used to have a Catholic doctor on my board. He was a precious man in Fort Collins. And his wife says, Darren, you got to be a latent Catholic. I said, well, I don't know what that means, but, I love Jesus, and I know a lot of my Catholic friends really love Jesus,
well,
and
you,
it's precious.
Yeah, you cross yourself every once in a while.
Yeah, I sure do. I do it all. I'm going to make sure it covered all the bases.
Oh,
that's like when I had my kids. My church didn't believe in infant baptism, so I had the preacher say, I baptize and dedicate this child. You know, let's cover all the bases here. Mm-hmm. Not because of unbelief, but let's do it all.
Oh, for you, our friends who are listening, and you have been such a blessing and answered prayer on this program, and we have seen a lot of answered prayer. When you remember Alexandria, would you pray against the fear in this family and also the death that Darren was talking about and the curses, that Alexandria can breathe freely?
Amen.
Just with our own little grandson here, who's only 2 months old, I'll tell you, there's such fear in infant death syndrome and all this junk that is put on them at birth. Now, watch out for this and watch out for that. And
yeah, but you know who promotes this now more than the churches, more than wrong teaching in churches? Mm-hmm. Is Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel 9,
absolutely.
Channel whatever.
But see, it's still
ESPN.
Fear.
I mean,
it's still
maybe
fear.
Not ESPN, but
sports.
Not the sports, but when we come down to C-SPAN and some of these, but. If you just look at this, they think they have been appointed guardians over our souls here in Denver. Mm-hmm. And I kind of, every night, if you'll watch it, folks, you'll see that things that they determine are newsworthy. For example, anything to do with women's issues, anything to do with AIDS, anything to do with homosexuality, anything to do with cancer.
Oh, yes.
And on, anything to do with the space program. You know, some days I wish that dumb thing would fall out of the sky and get it over with.
Well, you know what the Russians did? They had such a dilapidated station, they said, now who can we get to help pay for this?
Yeah, and some numbskulls.
The United States comes up.
I'll say it again, some numbskulls in Washington, D.C. want to play hobnob with the enemy. Anyway,
I'll
have some
what.
Tapes I want to suggest to you here. Here's a tape called The Creative Power in Your Mouth. And that's a good one to tell you how you can create or destroy with your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one here called Overcoming Loss, Grief, and Sorrow. Now, these tapes are available to you for $5 a piece. They're great buy. We put a ton of scripture anointing on the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a prayer there that will get you out of whatever subject we're working with there on that particular tape issue.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have another one here, How to Keep Your Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, there are a lot of people get miracles, Barb. That's easy from Jesus to get a miracle. But the difficult part comes because we have to do some work to keep that miracle, to keep the devil from coming in and stealing from us.
I have our spirituality up. That's right.
And in
Absolutely.
John chapter 10, it says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And all of you know what I'm talking about if you've had any sense of what the battle is. Here's another one on the Great Escape, and that's out of Hebrews chapter 9 and 10, and it's talking about getting away from the iniquities that are in your heart. And the word says, I will not regard your prayer if I see iniquity in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Can you find that in Psalm? Is that Psalm 66?
66:18.
66:18.
If I regard iniquity or wickedness, the Lord will not hear.
The Lord will not hear. Now, here's another one. We always deal here with unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. Oh, I tell you, that's such a blockage.
Yeah, we had
clobbered.
One brother that got 10 tapes because he said all my relatives need
Yeah, he passed them out.
He passed them out.
I think he was going to a family reunion. He said, guess what? We got a tape for you.
Boy, that is a biggie, though. Amen. Unforgiveness is a huge hindrance
Amen.
To our
now,
getting our prayers answered.
Some of you haven't called. I have 2 minutes. I don't mind praying if I even have 20 seconds, okay. But the number is area code 303-433-8000. A brand new number for you. Area code 303-433-8000.
That tape you mentioned to Gene, Away Goes Trouble Down the Drain, that's an enormous tape for people that are carrying around things that are unresolved.
Old junk.
And boy, when we can actually go to the sink, the bathroom sink, and wash underwater and push those things away to get unload that U-Haul that we've been dragging along behind us.
All
that is
junk.
Marvel. Oh, it's marvelous.
Well, here's another one on the mysteries of giving. A lot of people say, what do you mean mysteries of giving? It's just a simple as giving. No, it's not. There's a battle when it comes to giving.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why Satan fights you over the money issue. He does not want you to have victory. And many of you are struggling for victory in your life, and the issue is tithing.
Yep.
And you don't know that God has just given you a supernatural opportunity. This is better than the best stock issue I ever heard on the big board.
And you're saying, oh, you're always talking about money. You're always talking about giving. Well, you know what? We're not talking for us. God has richly blessed us. We're talking about you.
Amen.
We're talking about you planting your seed and getting a rich harvest.
And
that's
I
what
challenge
we're concerned
you.
About.
You tithe into good ground ministry. Those that I believe a good ground ministry, you can know it by this. Are they getting people born again? Mm-hmm. Are they calling sin, sin?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they compromising? Now, if they're compromising on that issue, compromising on the abortion issue, homosexuality issues, that's not a good ground ministry. I wouldn't put my money in there.
Yep, there are religions that are holding to a form of godliness, but they have denied the power. And that's what you're talking about,
Amen.
Darren. Denying
Amen.
The power. And you have to see power in that place that you're giving your tithe to, or your tithe is going into a hole,
Amen.
You know, a big hole.
Amen. And so, if there are people that walk in there sick and come out sicker, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If they go in depressed and they come out more depressed, something's wrong. In other words, we should have answers for people in ministry, and a lot of ministries do have. So I'm going to say, if you don't want to give to Darren and Denver, that's up to you. But I want you to give into a good ground ministry and give the first 10%. And mm-hmm. I would give the 10% gross.
Listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in